This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says a U.S. military special forces operation in northwest Syria successfully targeted and violently eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Speaking in the White House diplomatic room for nearly 50 minutes, Trump announced the Islamic State leader detonated a suicide vest in a tunnel, also killing three children, when he was confronted by the U.S. force, which lost no personnel. The president says Baghdadi was screaming, crying, and whimpering in his last moments.
He didn't die a hero, he died a coward.
Baghdadi's remains were positively identified by DNA testing on site in 15 minutes, according to Trump. The president says the leader's possible replacements as head of the terrorist organization are already in the sights of American forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Opposition legislator Ted Hui told VOA the violence disrupts what he says should be peaceful protests.
It's not something that Hong Kong people would like to see. It's not something the world would like to see. But I still urge the people to look through the surface and understand the background why people are so angry. And there's no other ways of expressing their grief. And that's why they are resorting to some other means. Might not be right, but the government should have responded to the five demands, and the problem will be totally solved.
In fact, Hong Kong legislators this week formally withdrew the bill that lit the spark of these leaderless protests earlier this year, a controversial extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be tried in mainland China. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.